Alright guys, welcome back. Another Blockchain Gaming Digest. This is Stay Calm For Now. George Zagarakis from eGamers.io. Every Sunday we have the digest about NFTs, about blockchain games, what happened, what is going to happen, and a lot more. You always know I like to experiment. If you have been following our progress, you know that. So I will pick three topics to discuss further and get straight to all the other news. Some of them are interesting, some other are not so much. Okay, so before we continue, this Blockchain Gaming Digest for this week is sponsored by Curio Platform. Check out the unique, never minted before non-fungible tokens of Motel America by American Gods. It's a TV series, if you are not in USA. The next drop is taking place tomorrow. So go to the notes, check the digest, find the collection, and get your NFTs if you like them. So this week's most played games in terms of users are Alien Worlds, almost 300,000 players. Axie Infinity announced 100,000 daily active players. So Axie Infinity goes to the second place. Upland with 60,000 players. So when it comes to volume, Axie Infinity is 14.2 million. Mobox NFT Farmer, 7.2 million. That's very good. And Sorare comes third with 1.4 million. So, tweet of the week is all about Axie Infinity and the bans. We're gonna get to this later. We're gonna discuss about this. CGC NFT completed successfully. I had the pleasure to join two panels on Saturday. One was with John Jordan as the panelist and some other medias like Crypto and Gamers, BlockchainGaming.com, NFT Evening, and all these great guys. And then I had the pleasure to talk with Saro Makina from Alien Worlds, co-founder of the game. She specializes in DAOs and all that stuff. And it was a great conversation. Alien Worlds has 2.2 million registered users. You should definitely check that video. Link will be in the description. So, Axie Infinity reaches 100,000 daily active players. We're gonna get back to this. Splinterlands sold out LAN and booster packs. Everything is sold out in Splinterlands. You should know that Splinter Shards, a token, is coming in July, and players, both players and card collectors, will get airdrops for a 65 months period. Okay, Utilify, an NFT collaboration platform powered by Engine. That this is very big. They actually connect the multiverse together. Projects, games, and brand creators or whatever can go to the Utilify platform with their NFTs, and these NFTs will get some utility in multiple blockchain games. This is something great, guys. It really helps and spreads the adoption. Animoca Brands will develop Crypto Space Commander. Another great news. Crypto Space Commander has a big player base. Arcane Network rebranded to Venli, if I'm saying this correctly, Venli. The latest game to join Vulcan Fort's ecosystem is Snook, a snake-like game, multiplayer. Go check that game, it's very fun. We're gonna talk about Vulcan Fort's the upcoming weeks. They have a lot of things up in plan. Zaya brings its technology to Polygon. We're gonna get to this later. Atari VCS, it's the first console to support blockchain games. It's coming this month, 15th. HODL Gold did a pre-sale. Space Misfits completed an event on Saturday. It went very good. Play Mythical expands its NFT platform to more developers. Another one, we're going to get to this later. My neighbor Alice and the Sandbox, they're doing a cooperation. So if you have characters, they can be played in the sandbox metaverse and etc. Ethereum is upgrading its 2D battle system. All right, good news. Ethereum is one of the oldest blockchain games, actually. Engine and Health Hero partnership, an application for your health and wellness. Check it out. Blockchain Game Alliance and Yushi partnership. GMEE token trading is live on KuCoin and Crypto.com listed GHST token. Aave Gochi's native token, a DeFi game by Aave. All right, so let's take it from the beginning. Axie Infinity, what is happening? Sky Mavis is banning accounts, Axies, whatever. There are some people that say they didn't cheat the game, but Axie banned them. You don't know if they're telling the truth or whatever, but this creates a situation of fear for many players. Fear especially for those who provide scholarships to other players. But everyone should follow the rules. The rules are meant to be followed and not broken, especially in games. So yeah, you should not cheat in Axie Infinity. Some players have expressed their feelings that Axie should warn them or something before doing so. Who knows? The good news is that Axie Infinity reached 100,000 daily active players, which means the exact same amount is running wallet downloads. And regarding the growth of Axie Infinity is exponential. The Axies right now are kind of expensive. One Axie could go for $200 minimum, which means you need around $800 to make an average team, which can win and grind some SLP. All right, so that's all for Axie Infinity. Now to Zaya. This is great. Zaya's technology is blockchain agnostic. They specialize in fully decentralized MMO gaming. So you can create massive multiplayer online games on Zaya, which is fast. They have the game channel technology. And you don't compromise on decentralization. This means that building on Zaya, the game will be always available. Even if the developers quit, the game will exist on the blockchain, right? So Zaya co-founder Andy Colosimo stated, quote, "We are excited to bring our vision of deep economics and complex gameplay to Polygon blockchain. Following the growth of DeFi and NFTs, we believe blockchain gaming will be the next big opportunity to take blockchain mass market. Our partnership with Polygon will only accelerate that trend." You should check out Zaya if you haven't already. They have the Tarion game and the Soccer Manager Elite, where the franchise has millions and millions of downloads. Now, for the next topic, Play Mythical expands its NFT platform to more developers, and that announcement came after a $75 million funding round. Blankos is a very popular game. They have advertised the game in many big websites such as IGN or PC Gamer or whatever, some of these type of kind websites. They have a lot of players. I think they have over 100,000 NFTs that players hold right now. That number might be way bigger, actually, at this time. Blankos has the potentials to go mainstream, and since Mythical expands and opens its platform to other developers, this will greatly accelerate the growth. Imagine that you can build a game using Blankos NFT platform. It's based on a customized EOS version, if I'm not mistaken. They have the DGoods standard. So mainstream companies can actually reach out to Mythical and build NFT games. I'm not sure if they can build games exactly the same way like Fortnite is doing with Blancos and use Blancos and all that stuff, but yeah, that might be very possible, players to use Blancos in new games that others are building on top of Mythical's NFT platform. So yeah, this was, I believe, the most important news for this week. See you next week, guys. That's all from me. Thank you very much for watching this or listening to this. Let me know what you like, what you don't like. You can leave a comment. You can send an audio comment from the podcast. And see you next Sunday. Thank you very much.